This is Joe Pasquini in the KSRO News Boot Sports Desk. What a first half that was. Anley and El Molino in the Apple Bowl. Anley leading El Molino 20-18. It has been all offense right from the beginning of the game. On the very first drive, Anley took the ball and drove 70 yards to get on the scoreboard first. And I lost that tape, so we're going to have to look for that real quick. Anley leads it 20-18, or El Molino leads it 20-18, as I said. This has been one heck of a football game so far, as Anley and El Molino have gone back and forth playing defensive football until the very, very end of the game. And on the very first drive, El Molino drove down the field and got on the scoreboard first.
Welcome back to Anley High School. And the game.
Oh.
Off to Jalen Hall. He finds a hole and he's into the end zone. Touchdown! El Molino Lions on their first drive.
So I finally found that. They gave Anley a 7-0 lead. It's been touchdowns back and forth ever since. The difference of the game is missed extra points. Each team followed the other team with a touchdown to cut it to 7-6, 13-6, 13-12. And then the big play of the game was a fourth down play. 13-12 Anley, they're driving down. El Molino has the ball, and on fourth down, they took the lead 20-12.
Back to pass, Weston Lewis throws it over the middle and caught, and he's going to get a first down, and he's going to get into the end zone. Touchdown, El Molino Lions, as Jackson Dunkel took the little pass, weaved his way through the middle of the Anley Tigers defense, and he wasn't brought down till he got into the end zone. El Molino strikes for another touchdown.
That made it 20-12. El Molino went down. Anley went down to score another touchdown to make it 20-18. They went for two. They missed their first extra point. Went for two after the second extra point and the third touchdown. Missed all, so Anley has a 20-18 lead. The defense has finally made a stop late in the second half, our second quarter. Gary Grinch, the fourth quarter interception, which the fourth quarter, his fourth interception of the year, that cut keep the score at halftime. El Molino 20, Anley 18, and now Michael Barabalds has an interview with Randy Parameter of El Molino.
Michael Barabalds on the field with Randy Parameter, head coach of the El Molino Lions. Coach, that was a very high-scoring first half, no punts, a couple of interceptions. What do you think stood out for you guys?
We just got to play defense offensively. We've been executing pretty well. We came up short in that last drive, but I think that offensively we were in good shape. It's just a matter of us stopping them on defense. They're doing a good job of mixing it up, running pass. They've had some good third-down conversions that have kept drives alive, and we've had penalties that have extended some of their drives. So we got to clean up the penalties, execute on defense so that we can be successful.
How impressed have you been with your defense? That you stopped two-point conversions, which are the difference in this game at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thankful for that, but at the same time, we got to play defense, you know, from goal line to goal line, not just at the goal line.
All right, thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Take care.
When I walk on by, girls be looking like Debbie Fly. I pick to the beat, walking down the street in my new the freak, yeah. This is how I roll, animal print pants out control. It's Red Bull with the big ass bra, and like Bruce Lee, I got the clout, yeah.
Girl, look at that body.
I'm sexy and I know it. Hey! Yeah!
Welcome back to Anley High School. El Molino Lions leading the Anley Tigers 20-18. A heck of a first half. We're going to go over some of the highlights here, but I've got a friend of mine, an Anley graduate, and he's the voice of Sonoma County. If you've been to any of the sporting events, basketball, baseball, football, I'm sure you've heard him, but let's get up close and personal with Trey Dunia.
Are you ready?
How you doing, Trey?
I'm outstanding, Nick. Thank you very much for having me on. What a great night here for football, and what a great game we're having.
I'm just so excited. I knew it. You know, we want to pick the best game. That's why this is the game of the week.
Game of the week.
And this is everything we thought it would be. 24 minutes left. Annaly has dominated this, winning 8 straight games, Trey, taking a 31-23 lead in this rivalry. But El Molino really looks like they want to take home that trophy, and we'll see if they can. 24 more minutes, though, Trey.
They're hungry. They're hungry. And I'll tell you what, Weston Lewis is going to be the guy that's either going to take over this game in the second half. I'm really impressed with Jalen Hall. And if they can stop one of those two, I think that Annaly's going to have a chance. If not, El Molino's going to take it home.
Hey, Trey, let's talk a little bit about you, because I'm just, you know, when I first met you, I heard you first, okay? I was at a football game, and I heard this PA announcer, and I was so entertained by you. Not only did you have a great voice, you had so many sound bites that were just on cue. When did you start your PA announcing?
Well, I did a Little League game here in Sebastopol. And it was fun, and I figured that I was a better PA announcer than I was a coach. And so the next year, I said, I'm not going to coach anymore. I'm going to step up my game and call some more Little League games. But before the next baseball season happened, it was football season. So I talked to the West County Tigers, and they said, well, the PA guy doesn't like to do the Mighty Mite games. He likes to sleep in. So I said, okay, I'll do those. I'll do the first two games. And from then on, it was everything, all systems go. I was able to hook up with Annaly High School, did the West County Tigers, Santa Rosa Junior College, hooked up with the Sonoma Stompers, kept my skills up by doing Petaluma American Little League, did the Sonoma Stompers when they came out here, and got a call from the Sacramento River Cats and was announcing AAA baseball for the Giants there in Sacramento.
Yeah, that was so exciting, Trey, and I tell you, I was impressed that you had a big decision this year.
Yeah, it was a big decision.
The River Cats, the AAA affiliate for San Francisco Giants, wanted you to come back and do that full time. But that would have meant that you would have had to uproot your living area here and move down there. And you chose to stay here in the Sonoma County. And I'm so happy you did, Trey.
Well, I'm glad I did, too. You know, when they first make an offer like that, it's just like, wow, I get to do this. This would be so great. And the whole plan was to move to Sacramento. But, you know, as you get closer to the final date, it's like, well, my kids are here, my family's here, I'd have to move to Sacramento because, you know, the first time I was doing it, I was commuting to Sacramento from Sonoma County. 4 hours on a Friday, I was toast by the time I got there.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't leave Sonoma County.
Yeah. Well,
Sacramento or Sonoma County, you choose. I choose Sonoma County.
Yeah. We are all glad you did, Trey. You're the very best in this area. Your voice is so great, and you do such a great job of entertaining. Your sound bites are out of this world, and you have one for every occasion, which I love.
Well, you know, when you start to do Little League Baseball and Mighty Mite football, it's a little slow sometimes, and a lot of the people in the stands, they're not football fans. They're parents, they're brothers and sisters, and maybe they're not excited about being there, but if you can make it a little more exciting, make it a little more fun, throw a soundbite or a quip in there that everyone knows and they stop to think about, then they start looking for it. And then they start looking forward to going to the ballpark or going to the stadium and hearing you, as because nobody comes to the game to hear me.
No.
You know, maybe my dad would, but that's about it.
Or your best buddies like me.
Yeah, you know. But when they come to the game, because they came to see the game, hopefully I can add a little bit to the game.
You absolutely do, Trey. I'm going to tell you, I'm so impressed with you. Your sound bites are all, and you have so many of them. I don't know how you can pick them out so quickly, because there are things that have to be done on the spur of a moment quickly, and you're so good at it.
It's called having a good program.
Yeah. Who inspired you? When you're looking at PA announcers, professional or anywhere, who would you say, you know what, I really like him and I pattern myself?
Well, I had season tickets to Stanford football for many years, and so Steve Frost was the PA announcer for the Stanford Cardinal, and so when I started doing football here, I emulated his style to start, and then it just kind of morphed into my own style. So listening to Steve Frost calling Stanford football games was where I learned how to start, and then once I got here doing West County Tiger games.
Yeah,
it all more from there. And then high school games with, you know, larger crowds and the students and the parents. And I'll tell you what, we got El Molino and we got Annalee. The kids that are playing varsity on both of these teams, I've been calling their football games ever since they were in Mighty Mites. So every one of those kids on the field right now, I've been watching them play football for the last 10 years. And so it's outstanding to be able to come out here, watch them play, know who they are, and be thrilled for either team that wins, because I know they're all fighting super, super hard to get
that's
the,
great,
to get
Trey,
this apple.
You're always a very positive, upbeat person. Who are you doing right now? Where can we find you these days?
Well, I'll be doing San Jose Junior College football tomorrow. They got a 1 p.m. game against Shasta, so that's where I'll be. I'll be here doing Annalee football for the next two home games. And I'm also, I picked up SRJC volleyball, so I'll be doing a couple of their games too.
Congratulations. Add to my
resume.
Yeah. Your resume is big, Trey, and thank you so much for joining us here at halftime.
Thanks for having me.
I'm hoping your son gets back. Trey's got a son on the Annalee varsity. He's got a concussion, but hopefully he's going to be back here soon, Trey.
We're hoping.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's his senior year, and he went through all the practice, got a concussion late, right before the first game, and you know, we got to make sure we protect his noggin. That's the most important thing, but we are absolutely hoping that he could come back.
Okay. Well, that's Trey Dunia. Thanks you so much for joining us.
And Nick, it was a pleasure.
We've got an interview with James Foster, the Annalee Tigers coach here, and get his thoughts from the first half.
Back here with Annalee head coach James Foster. Michael Bearbald here with KSRO's Game of the Week presented by Novato Chevrolet. Coach, seemed like it was a little bit of a shootout there in the first half. What do you think of the way both offenses have been playing?
Yeah, they've been playing real physical with us, and, I mean, we've matched every punch they've thrown, and so far it's a battle, and we kind of expected that was going to happen right off the bat, so it's been a good game so far.
What do you think the biggest key is for you guys heading into the second half trailing by just 2 points?
Well, obviously their run game has probably been the most effective thing that they've done so far. Number two and their quarterback number 18 are both are great athletes, so we got to just kind of key on them, make sure we keep them in check, and things should be all right.
Coach, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
That was Michael Bearbald here with the KSRO Game of the Week presented by Novato Chevrolet. Back to you guys in the booth.
Welcome back to Annalee High School. That was Trey Dunia, the PA announcer for several teams. He'll be at Santa Rosa JC tomorrow. El Molino leading Annalee 20-18 here as we wind down the halftime. Jeff Woodworth, what an entertaining first half. What are your thoughts?
On which side of the ball we're talking about? El Molino first, you want me to talk about Annalee? Which one? I got thoughts for and hot takes on both of them.
You're the star. Let the star do what the star wants to.
We'll start with Annalee. And Annalee, I understand it's a rivalry game, but you need to keep your wits about you. There's just a bunch of boneheaded penalties that are going out of here, a bunch of unnecessary roughness, personal fouls. He set up 2 touchdowns for El Molino. So if I'm Coach Foster at halftime, the pep talk I would have really given my guys is, you're not technically doing anything wrong. You are just giving them more opportunities than they need and creating these second chances, shooting yourselves in the foot with the flags that are coming out. It's not like the referee, it's not like the last game we did where the flags are just flying out at a frenzied rate. No, Annalee's making these silly decisions and it's costing them. Now, if you go back to the side on El Molino, the fourth down conversions, 3 of 4 on fourth down conversions, and 3 of those on the 3 successes have been touchdowns. That's absolutely amazing. And if you're El Molino, I would just keep that formula up. If you got a fourth down, just go for it. Roll the dice. You've proven to be lucky. And I honestly need El Molino to pick my numbers for the lotto that's coming up, because there's just something that these guys got. They got the answers. So those are my thoughts for the first half. Moving forward in the second half, you just got to look for El Molino on fourth down and Annalee to not commit those penalties.
Very good. We're going to keep an eye out for Jeff Woodworth's projection here. Next week we're going to be at Piner High School. Piner's off to a great start this year, 4-0. They have a big game tonight with Miramonte. I think we'll send it over to Joe and get an update on that game. Joe, do you have some scores, a halftime score for us for Piner?
I do, and it's not a halftime score yet as far as I've seen. Piner went into this game not giving up a point, but they've done that tonight. They've given up 2 touchdowns, but their offense looks really good. They lead 34-14. Their quarterback Yonato Isaac, I hope I said that lie. He had 25 touchdown passes going into the game. He has 5 already in the first half tonight. It's not quite it is halftime now. Just went to halftime. Piner leading Marimonte 34-14.
The thing about hearing loss is that it tends to sneak up on you. Those birds in the background of this commercial, for example, when exactly did you notice they're gone? And then you find yourself saying things like,
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Or when people are speaking to you, they just sound kind of muddy.